I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The pressure is on Muammar Gaddafi now. Today, President Barack Obama warned the Libyan leader to stop all attacks against civilians or face international military action. Speaking at the White House today, the president said thousands of Libyans could die if Gaddafi's forces are not held in check, and he put limits on his mandates for U.S. troops.
I also want to be clear about what we will not be doing. The United States is not going to deploy ground troops into Libya. And we are not going to use force to go beyond a well-defined goal, specifically the protection of civilians in Libya.
The president has committed American troops to supporting the United Nations resolution authorizing the use of international military force in Libya. Britain and France say they are poised to act soon. Earlier today, Gaddafi and his government reacted by announcing a ceasefire. But U.S. and other officials countered that words aren't enough to ward off international intervention. Reporter James Foley is in Benghazi, the main rebel stronghold. He told us earlier today that there was still fighting going on in eastern Libya.
There's no evidence of a ceasefire. An eyewitness, a farmer in Ajdabi, 160 kilometers outside of Benghazi, reported seeing and hearing planes dropping bombs on the city of Ajdabi. He said up to 300 houses have been leveled, and it's been very indiscriminate firing on civilians and on civilian houses.
And these are Libyan government planes, military planes?
These are Libyan government planes, these Gaddafi planes. And also he reported tanks and rockets shelling the city.
So the sense in recent days that it is just a matter of time before Gaddafi's forces begin fighting in Benghazi, where you are right now, has that dissipated, or are the rebels still waiting for some kind of action?
No, I believe it has dissipated. I believe the mood now has switched to one of revenge. Let's go and take Tripoli. The truth is, it would take a lot of time, and the rebel army is very disorganized, but it's a mood of revenge. It's a mood of wanting to strike back at Gaddafi for some of the terrible, really atrocities he's committed here in Benghazi, which is sort of the rebel capital. It's a volatile situation. We have people coming back from Ajdabi talking about 300 homes being leveled by shelling there. There's a mood of wanting to get back at Gaddafi, but it's very unclear. There's a lot of rumors swirling around that there's spies and some secret forces of Gaddafi that were, especially last night in the city, and there was sporadic gunfights. A bomb may have gone off in one street, a journalist reported. But as far as an actual assault on the city by Gaddafi forces, no. This is not going to happen. And the mood is now to almost go on the offensive and try to free up some of these towns that are still being assaulted by Gaddafi forces despite a ceasefire.
So last night, we know that there were celebrations when the UN Security Council voted to approve a no-fly zone and other measures over Libya. The rebels themselves, the fighters among the people there, do they feel the same way as the citizenry does? Or are they all endorsing this kind of move by the West?
There's definitely a real knowledge that if they don't have a no-fly zone, this could quickly turn into a slaughter. This is a city of a million people, and it would be urban combat, and it would be very deadly for the civilians here.
Thank you very much. Speaking to us from Benghazi in Libya, Jim Foley. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.